Technology that would let VA see the DoD service treatment records of new veterans has been on the department's wish list for a long time. VA officials say the process of manually hunting down paper medical records so claims adjudicators can decide disability benefits cases has been one significant bottleneck in the process and one contributor to the VA's claims backlog. But the two departments are hoping a new system that went online last month will mostly solve the problem. The Health Artifact and Image Management Solution gives VA electronic access to a complete and certified military medical record for any veteran who left the military after January 1st of this year. Major General Richard Thomas, the Director of Healthcare Operations at the Defense Health Agency, says the files VA will see will be a combination of scanned paper documents and electronic data from DoD's electronic medical record system, ALTA.
The digitized STR, comprised of both scanned information and existing digital content from the service member's DoD electronic health record, is then submitted into the HAMES repository and made available to the VA as a single record. When a separated service member or veteran files a claim, a VBA claims adjudicator then establishes a claim in the Veterans Benefit Management System. The system initiates an automated request for the STR, and when the requested record has been located and retrieved, the system alerts the claims adjudicator that the STR is available to support the claims process.
DoD and VA have already been using a similar system to share medical records between their two hospital systems, but defense officials say the new capability is the biggest contribution they've been able to make so far to helping VA cut down its disability claims backlog. But the system, still at only its initial operating capability phase, has not been without its glitches. VA users have reported getting duplicate records, and sometimes the records of two different veterans in a single file. VA's union, the American Federation of Government Employees, told the House Veterans Affairs Committee this week that HAMES and VA's Veterans Benefits Management System are not well integrated. Dave Bowen is the Chief Information Officer at the Defense Health Agency.
We do have some issues we're working through. They're involved around some of our workflow processes on the DoD side still needing to be refined. I know we've had one instance where a document was misclassified, and so it showed up in the wrong section of the service record that transferred over to the VA, but nonetheless was there. The system worked as planned. We just put the document into the wrong section, so we're working on that. We have some issues around duplicate records showing up on the VA side. We're working through those issues. We believe that that may be a user education issue on the VA where the claim is actually requested multiple times. So working through that, teams are meeting, looking at the details of all of these issues. We're logging them, we're tracking them, and the teams are meeting every single day to work through these issues, research the problems, and get them resolved.
Lawmakers are also pressing VA to solve problems with its own key piece of technology for claims management, VBMS. The new paperless system has suffered from periodic but serious latency issues and full-blown outages, sometimes several times per day. VA says the system has been rolled out to the point where 78% of its claims inventory can be handled through the more efficient paperless process. But Eric Jenkins, a rating veteran service representative in VA's Winston-Salem, North Carolina regional office, says the downside is that when VBMS goes down, virtually all claims work grinds to a halt.
In the last week, VBMS systems were shut down for more than a day, and VBMS was restarted four other times during the week. Because I work in a completely paperless system, all the work I had completed during the day was now inaccessible until the system restarted. AFGE recommends the formation of an ongoing stakeholder work group to allow AFGE and veteran service organizations to work with management to address these serious implementation issues. VBA employees, many of whom are veterans themselves, are deeply committed to completing claims as quickly and accurately as possible for our brothers and sisters who serve so honorably. But during these shutdowns, the employees I speak of, many managers not give them excluded time needed, even though they are already facing intense production quotas, performance improvement plans, and possible termination.
Veteran service organizations, which also rely on access to VBMS through VA's stakeholder enterprise portal, say they recognize the potential benefits of the electronic workflow process, but they're also reporting widespread problems with the system. Gerald Minar is the Deputy Director of the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Veteran Service.
VA is doing many things simultaneously, and they're working hard. They're doing a lot more than any of their predecessors ever did. But we're not ready for prime time.
Nor, veterans groups contend, is VA's self-service web portal, the website known as eBenefits, ready for prime time. Last month, that service experienced a serious cybersecurity incident in which veterans who logged onto the site saw the personal data of other veterans. VA says an after-action review determined the glitch exposed the data of more than 5,000 veterans. Lorraine Landfried is a deputy CIO at VA.
We were doing an update to a system that feeds into eBenefits. We completed the update. After we installed, we verified to see if it's working. During that verification, we discovered that users on the system were able to see information about other users. As soon as we found out that the newly installed software was the cause, we removed that software from the system and verified that the potential to see another person's information while you were viewing your own no longer existed. Then as a further precaution, we took the eBenefit system offline so that we could do a review end-to-end to make sure that there weren't any other vulnerabilities.
A data breach core team VA established to investigate the incident is still conducting its review, but officials say they've also built in additional error checks so that a similar software defect doesn't create the same problem. They've also offered credit protection services to the affected veterans. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.